Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we'll keep this pretty brief. We don't have a ton of news, which is good because I am pretty under the weather today, as you may be able to tell. So we'll go through this quickly. We've got an update on Elon Musk's ongoing stock sale, a new Tesla price target increase, some interesting news from Toyota. They have really pulled an about face here very quickly. And then we've got a couple of tweets from Elon. So first up, looking at the stock today, Tesla actually outperforming the NASDAQ, finishing down 0.8% to $958.51, while the NASDAQ was down about 1.1%. This week is one that's pretty heavily influenced by the macro environment. For those of you that follow that, of course, there's been quite a few reports on inflation so far. We also have the Federal Reserve meeting this week. So that kicked off today and will run through tomorrow. Then they'll give their policy statement. That'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, so 2 hours before market close. Then Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will give some thoughts as well. All right, so last night we did have a couple more Form 4s from Elon Musk stock sales come out after recording. These Form 4s, again, part of a pre-planned sale from back in September, Elon exercising a tranche of his 2012 performance award, acquiring about 2.1 million shares as he has been doing, and selling the same exact 934,091 shares to cover taxes. In total, that puts his sales at just under 12 million shares. If we assume that 10% is 17 million shares, he's about 70% of the way through. If we assume it's as high as 25 million shares, then he'd be about half of the way through his 10% stock sale. As for that performance award itself, we're definitely getting down there now, about 7.9 million shares remaining to be exercised. That should lead to another 3.5 million shares being sold from those exercises, which would be 3.7 more rounds of these exercise and sale combos. So at some point, it seems like we're going to have to see a different number there, aside from that 934,000. Anyway, once those additional 3.5 million shares are sold, that'd put Elon at about 15.5 million, so he'd have at least another 1.5 million to go in terms of discretionary sales selling, and I think that would probably happen next year at this point. All right, next up, we've got an updated Tesla price target from Daiwa Capital Markets. They issued a new note today on sort of the automotive market in general and a few of the companies they cover. In general, kind of a bearish note on automotive. Analyst Jairam Nathan writes, quote, "Moving to the sidelines on slowing automaker earnings growth, EV transition risks, and monetary tightening," end quote. So they cut their rating on Ford from hold to sell, though they did increase their price target a bit on that, cut their GM rating from buy to hold, but then did keep a hold rating on Tesla and, as I mentioned, increased the price target up to $1,050 a share from $860 previously. Next, we've got a quick cryptocurrency update for Tesla. Elon tweeting out this morning that, quote, "Tesla will make some merch buyable with Doge and see how it goes," end quote. I don't think this should be too surprising given Elon Musk's continued comments about Doge. He even talked about that in the Time interview. So I think if Tesla wants to do this, merch is probably a great way to start with it. Personally, I don't have any concerns about this, just like accepting Bitcoin as a currency. The number of people opting for that is going to be so small that this shouldn't really have any short-term impact to Tesla's financials. Now, of course, longer term, maybe it would, but if it's successful longer term, then presumably the value of Doge would have gone up. So I think it's totally fine, especially on merch. It's going to be so insignificant. This is not something to overreact to. Next up, kind of a scary situation in Fremont. Yesterday, the Fremont Police Department posted an update on an advisory board about what they call a suspicious death at Tesla factory, saying, quote, "On December 13, 2021, at approximately 3:26 p.m., Fremont Fire Department personnel responded to Tesla on a report of a subject down in the parking lot. Firefighters provided medical aid and pronounced the subject deceased. Fremont Police homicide investigators are on scene and have taken over the investigation," end quote. That is literally all the information that we have at this point in time. Don't know if it was a Tesla employee, don't know if it was something else, don't know the conditions. So we'll keep an eye out for any updates on that, and hopefully the investigation for Fremont PD goes well. So that's pretty much all the Tesla news that we have today, but we did have a pretty significant announcement from Toyota, and it's kind of a head-scratcher here, but Toyota updating their electric vehicle plans, saying, quote, "We aim to achieve global sales of 3.5 million battery EVs per year by 2030, and that Lexus aims to realize a full lineup of battery EVs in all vehicle segments by 2030, and to have battery EVs account for 100% of its vehicle sales in Europe, North America, and China, totaling 1 million units globally, and it aims for battery EVs to make up 100% of its global vehicle sales in 2035, end quote. When I first read that, I thought that they meant 100% of Toyota's global vehicle sales would be BEV in 2035, but now I'm realizing, silly assumption to make there, obviously they mean Lexus. Probably also important to point out that they do specify battery EVs. Generally, that means fully electric rather than plug-in hybrid. Though, of course, they do continue to plan to invest in plug-in hybrids, hydrogen vehicles, though I think the fact that they're talking about Lexus being 100% EV is pretty telling for their hydrogen plans, because presumably Lexus would be a great spot to slot in a higher-priced hydrogen vehicle. I know they're doing the Mirai under the Toyota brand, but still. And when I say great spot to slot in, I mean from their perspective, obviously I think they should just go EV. So I think it's good that they have raised their EV production targets, but I do also find it kind of humorous because even in the last couple of months, we have seen Toyota's president talk down electric vehicles, and that has been a consistent theme over the years. Just as recently as September, he was talking about how 100% EV plans are a threat to Japan, saying, quote, "If they are saying internal combustion engines are the enemy, we'd not have the ability to produce nearly any automobiles," end quote. Last year, around this time, he called electric vehicles overhyped, and there have been reports of Toyota consistently lobbying Congress to slow down EV adoption. And now, all of a sudden, well, Lexus is going to be 100% EV. Certainly seems a little bit hypocritical there by Toyota, and clearly with those comments and the recency of them, I don't find any way that they could really be all in on these plans. I feel like this is more of a reaction to market forces, the valuation we're seeing for electric vehicle manufacturers, and Toyota, I think begrudgingly, probably wanting to get a piece of that. So it's good to see them increase their targets, but we'll see how it goes if they're not really fully bought in this direction. All right, last thing today, just a couple of Elon tweets you may have seen. Senator Elizabeth Warren calling out Elon, saying, quote, "Let's change the rigged tax code so the person of the year will actually pay taxes and stop freeloading off everyone else," end quote. So I don't want to spend too much time on this. I mean, we've talked about all this stuff. Elon with a series of replies today, kind of teasing Elizabeth Warren for this. From my perspective, it's just disappointing to see people in these positions pushing misinformation. Obviously, Elon, as we have talked about many times, paying billions and billions of dollars in tax this year, but that doesn't fit the narrative, so I guess just mislead people instead. All right, that's really it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, for the Wednesday, December 15th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.